Apparently Doug has checked out already, or his mama time has started. So let me, we can text Doug that probably after net and then maybe get some answers for you. Do you have any idea yourself, Kimber?
Yeah, I do. And I, in passing messages before, I have heard it said that you have a certain line, since we're writing it down line by line, five words per line. If you need to clarify one word in one line, you can say line three, word three, or line four, word one. So I think that would work correctly. Or you can say, you know, word number 26 or whatever. So I think it goes both ways as long as it's written down five words per line.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. You know, too, on the radio message handling form that everybody has, on my forms, I actually put down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 next to where the word goes, so I can go back and do that. But what Kimber said is that that really does work. And thank you for asking that question, Sylvia, and thank you, Kimber, for answering that.
330 with a comment.
330, Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, that comment that Kimber just made is my preference personally. The thing is, then I don't have to go count back 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 25. You just say line 3, word 3, or line 2, word 1. It's a lot easier to keep track of that way.
Well, like I said, that makes total sense to me. And as well, like I said, I put number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the words, and then the lines are on the outside. So that makes total sense to me. Does that help with you, Sylvia?
656. Yes, very much. Thank you both. Thank you all. Answers, and I like it. 656 monitoring.
Awesome. Well, thank you, 330, Ron. We appreciate that information, and Kimber as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol, copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we did the message handling exercise, and there's obviously a couple ways to do that. Did you have any questions or suggestions this evening, Carol?
Hi. So where does number one for message? I understand that, just number one there. Now, how about number two and the rest of those up there?
Are you talking about Section 9, the message on that form?
No, I was just wondering about this, where it says up there on top. It says 1, 2, 3,
4, message from.
And so do we put all that down?
Well, that's a good idea in, like, the case of an emergency like that. That way you know who gave you the message and then who you passed it on to, so you don't duplicate. But the basic message part is after the number 9. So you don't necessarily have to, but it's a good idea so you can track what you've done, and that's what they use in the message handling process. Kimber, did you have any suggestions on that?
Well, if you're receiving an emergency message, you're going to write down to keep track of all the messages you may or may not pass or that this person has passed to the other person. Message number, you would just say like 1. Precedence is routine, priority, or immediate. If it's emergency, it is immediate. If it's routine, you're just passing a message, so you don't have to pay too much attention to that one. Number 3 is date and time. Date and time. Then number 4 is important. The message is from. So you're copying out who this message is from, and number 5 is to, who it's supposed to be going to. Number 6 is information you may have. 7 is the subject, if you have any. Group count is how many, I believe that's the lines, how many, or how many words there are, 27 words. I do believe that's what that is. Maybe Ron 33.
I'm sorry, Kimber, I wasn't paying attention to what you were talking about, so I can't really say what.
I'm sorry, I was doubling with somebody and I ran out of space there. Ron, would you repeat what you said?
I wasn't really paying attention to what you were talking about, so I really can't say anything about it.
We were talking about the radio message handling form, that form that you can download off of somron.com, the message radio message handling form. So I'm talking about all the numbers, you know, the precedence, the message number, the info, the subject, and all that. So you don't have to pay too much attention to that unless you pass an emergency message and it's going to someone specific and from you. So you copy the date and the time, who it's supposed to be going to, and who took the message from you to relay it, and initial it.
Yes, that sounds right. That would work. And by the way, when it comes to message handling during the T-Rex exercise, I will be the one passing from Amron to the Channel 3 project. So I'm going to do it the way that, you know, line 1, line 2, line 3, and word 1, word 4, you know, something like that. And I don't count real quick. Like, hey, what's word 25? I don't count that very well, nor do the math. So we're going to do it the other way.
Copy that. And what does number 8 group count mean? Is that the number of words that are there, or is that the lines?
That's going to be the number of words. In fact, when you start out, what I will do is read the message, and then I will go back and read the message word for word so that you can. I like to give the message so you got an idea what it says before you start trying to write it down to help you remember. And that is the number of words in the message. Just the message, that'll be the number of words.
Copy that. Thanks, Karen. I'll go back to Nat in just a second. But I also wanted to mention that Amron is having a message handling exercise called T-Rex on July 25th, 26th, and 27th off the repeaters. It's going to be on MERS 3 and FRS 3 and Ham Simplex 146.420, where Ron's going to be sending out messages and letting people practice, and it could be at any time during any of those 3 days. So, thank you, and back to Ned.
Well, thank both of you for that very pertinent information. We really appreciate that. Does that answer your question, 709 Carol?
Yes, it does. And so I guess I'll explain more about the number 12 down there, all those other things. So, yeah, it sounds good.
Copy that. Well, we appreciate your input. And is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, and I got the message really good. I have one question.
Go ahead with your question.
On the 26th, 27th, 28th, when Ron does this, is there a certain time, or is it going to be any time during the day?